have for the Multiverse Summer Season, Gabe, would you rather?
It's the Would You Rather Summer Series by the Multiverse at Bruv.
That's what I said. Anyway, so, and here we are at Bruv. And today we have, so basically how this works is me and Jay and some of our friends come onto the show and we just play Would You Rather. And
some fun.
And we have some fun and we eat loads of stuff from Bruv. Bruv have also got craft beer.
Yes, and homemade, locally produced kombucha.
Made in Gozo.
This is from Gozo. This is made in Marcel Forn Audish.
The gods eternals also make kombucha. God. And who would have thought it? Who would have thought it?
Why you gotta go down that road every single time?
It's a cliche for a reason. Ask Jay. Ask Jay about this. Ask him.
No, don't
ask.
What's a really good kombucha?
Well, I have to know now. You must deliver it.
So, today we've got two very special guests. So, we've got basically the show is produced by the cavemen, by Matthew. But the reason that we're with Matthew is because Abigail didn't answer the phone when we called her. So, Issa. So now we have
He makes it up as it goes along.
What's going on here?
So basically, Bella, Matthew, have you ever met Matthew? We've never met Matthew. He's a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
He's a big. Yes. Hot bomb. Anyway, so. Why do you think they weren't here today? So basically, we're filming. So these guys have been here for a while. We filmed some of the episodes. Yeah, they've seen some of the guests coming.
Yes.
Did you see the Loscos?
No.
Do you know that we invited them?
In the hill?
Yeah, several times.
In the Loscos,
who doesn't?
Exactly.
But then there's some people who make it obvious, and then they may come to our show again. Anyway, hello. All right, here. Hi. So this is what we do. We play Would You Rather.
Yes.
So have you guys ever played Would You Rather before?
No.
Okay, it's very simple. And let's start with some very simple. I mean,
For example.
So, Abigail, would you rather become a big movie person in the United States?
All right.
But you need to shoot a scene every week, a sex scene every week. You direct it, not being it. Uh-huh. But it involves your brother.
Wow, that's a hard one.
Change of career.
Be saying that? Wow, so you don't really...
Even once in a lifetime.
Yeah, be saying that.
No way.
But filming it, you'd be entitled to 50% of his OnlyFans money.
Very.
I bet that would be a lot.
Still creepy.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Good answer.
No, we also asked John the same question, and this is what... So we just gotta, it's very easy.
Okay,
just pull out one of these questions. Pull one out. Here we go.
Would you rather receive unsolicited nudes from Joseph Kalea every time you eat rabbit? Okay. Or be turned on by the sound of people complaining about potholes?
But let's say the roads, let's say traffic. So. Complain. So either every time he hears
you'd
someone complaining,
constantly turned on though. Think about it.
Yeah, I think it's the second one. It's hands down.
Of course.
Rather than Joseph Kalea.
I love rabbit as it is.
I don't eat rabbit.
No.
Okay. Let's just say whatever. What do you like to? What's your favorite fruit? Whatever.
Anything.
Carbonara.
Anything but rabbit.
Okay. Anything but rabbit.
No, so, but still, like.
You get Joseph Kalea nudes. You know
that's very unpatriotic. I must.
You know what you can do with Joseph Kalea nudes.
No. Oh, you can make. Wait a minute, because you can make money with Joseph Kalea.
That's true.
But you'd also get sued.
He's sending them to you. You didn't ask for them. They're unsolicited.
But
Joseph
right.
is bending over. He's sending them.
I think I'm sending.
So basically, it's a Joseph Kalea nutscape. Can we even say this?
Okay, listen. It's the potholes, okay?
Okay, traffic.
So you're gonna be turned on constantly.
That's great. That's okay. Awesome. Right. Come on.
No. Joseph, I like you and I respect you. I seem to be the only one here. So if you want to send any unsolicited news, these guys, if they ever invite you on their niche for credit mush, because we're the only bit. I'm the only person who really respects you. That's it. Thank you, Joseph.
He wants to see your nude, basically.
Abigail, Mella, he can choose one.
Right.
Would you rather have pubic hair that grows a meter a day or armpit hair that whispers your secrets to strangers.
Wow.
So everyone would either know your secrets or...
Oh my God.
Can you pause for a second? I want to know what my co-host was smoking in hate or drinking when you wrote this.
I was thinking just that. What were you on?
It's hello.
You cannot be sober when you were writing this. There's no way.
I'll be honest. When I came up with these questions, I did have a couple of drinks.
A couple of drinks.
It's just like what would.
It's like you smoke peyote or something.
It's a good question, eh?
A meter is this. Your pubic hair would grow. But I'm just giving a visual. Pubic hair, this much a day.
Hold on 1 second. You guys have got lots of sponsors. Well, you've got like some hairdresser who sponsors you.
That's also true.
So you can, every day you just go and...
every single day.
Oh, a good time,
shall
we? No. Again, it's a USP, yeah? You go to America, they'll lap up that shit. Perfect.
I like the whispers. I like the armpit whispers.
I will choose armpit hair that whispers your secrets to strangers. As long I don't care about giving out my secrets, long as the hair is not on my armpit. So it's armpit hair that is not on my armpit.
So you want to change the would you rather mechanic slightly?
Shaved off. It's in a sink or somewhere.
giving
out secrets from the holy sink.
Okay.
Oh, Inti Carlos, what did you do?
Not my question.
Your pubes are growing 1 meter every day.
No, it's the armpit thing for sure.
People are just all spray.
I've been shedding my secrets on the podcast for it.
More secrets?
Yeah. What
about you, Jay? I'm definitely going for the pubic hair, man. I got some secrets that would destroy me.
Also, I'd love to have pubes that grow a meter.
Really?
Because after 4 days, I can actually put it over my...
You can get your dreads back.
Get my dreads back after 4 days.
That's also true.
Okay,
on that note, you know where we stand with pubic hair and armpit hair.
We are done for another week. Thank you to Bruv. These limoncello balls are absolutely awesome.
You gotta try these before
you try.
They're amazing. Annette makes them. She's the mummy here.
Yeah, and they are absolutely... The brownies are great.
She makes all the sweets.
Oh,
the
craft beer is...
It's the absolute...
They're really incredible.
So come to Bruv, and we will see you next week for another episode. See you later.
Bye-bye.